of our pastor. So as we sing only believe, I humbly request Pastor Musi to come to the pulpit. Meanwhile, we bring greetings from everybody back at home, all the saints in Lagos and the my clan, they all send their greetings. God bless you all. Only believe. Let us all only believe. Yes, all things are possible if we can.
Jesus Christ. It's an honor and privilege for me to be among you. And I'd like to thank Pastor Sam for the invitation and for Pastor Dele for bringing me through. Maybe while we are standing, we can just read the word of the Lord. Let's just read here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 16. Verse 1:6, chapter 4. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, here we are this evening in your house, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity, Lord. We just pray a blessing upon the pastor, the church, every believer that is here, Lord. We pray that may you bless them mightily, Lord. May you undertake for us as we speak on your word. Be the speaker, be the hearer, and help us not to be just hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word also. Undertake for us now, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, as we yield all that we are to you, and we bring every need to you, Lord, that you supply it according to your riches in glory. Grant it to us, Lord, as we put everything into your capable hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you, saints. You may take your seats. Amen. I bring you greetings also from my wife and children, and from the church in Soweto. Amen. And as I go back, I will convey your greetings also to them. Amen. We know that one of these days we'll be able to meet all the saints. There won't be any visas, any aeroplanes, and you know, any money. There is a land where we won't need no money. Amen. Where we will travel like a thought, and where we will have all the time, because time shall be no more. Amen. So now, before I start, let me just explain something here. In verse 16, Paul says, for which cause we faint not. I looked for that word faint, because to us it might mean to be unconscious. But it means for which cause we are not discouraged. We don't get discouraged. Nothing can discourage a child of God. Amen. There's nothing. There's not enough demons in hell. There's not enough trials. Whatever we go through, there is nothing that can discourage us. Amen. We don't have all the answers. Some of the things we don't understand why. But in it all, we know that at the end of it all, everything, Brother Brenham taught us that everything that has got a beginning has an end. Amen. And we, our Christianity, I will read in a short while, doesn't have a beginning. Amen. Doesn't have a beginning. Paul goes on and he shows that though our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, meaning that the inward man grows from strength to strength. That man doesn't get old. That one doesn't get old, doesn't get discouraged. And he goes on, you know, while we look not at the things, let me see here. But he says here, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's amazing. Paul calls it light afflictions. If you look at just only what Paul went through, he still calls it light afflictions. He fought with the beast at Ephesus, wild beast of Ephesus. You know, he was in a shipwreck. I've never been in a shipwreck. You know, where he was just holding on to a little piece of the ship. And he has been through all kinds of things. And he was even beheaded for that matter. But in it all, he calls all those things light afflictions. And may God help us that whatever we go through, we must not magnify it. It's light afflictions. If we treat it as light afflictions, it will become light afflictions. Amen. You cannot live above your confession. Alright? That's one of the things that Brother Brenham taught us. Your life, it depends on your confession. My life depends on my confession. So, we must confess the right thing. Amen. But for today, we are going to look at This subject, I think the prophet gave it a title, Looking at the Unseen. The things that we see are temporal. Everything temporal. But we have to look at the unseen. Amen. My accent is fine, okay? Is it fine? If I go a little bit faster, will it still be okay? Oh, thank you. Thank you. But if it will be a problem, you must let me know. I can slow down. I can go very, very fast. We can adjust. Amen. We come to church so that we can hear the sermon. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says here, in question and answers, 1964-08-23, paragraph 96, he says, see, you are a dual person. We have heard him say that in many messages. But what he's going to say after here, is something else. He says, three people in one. Soul, body, and spirit. So you are three people in one. God help us to believe that. And if we can believe that, it will help us in our Christian church. Your body is another person. Your soul, your spirit, another person. Your soul, another one. Three in one. Three people in one. And these three people, they don't agree. They don't agree. Though it is three in one, but they don't agree at all. Amen. You can be in one place, but not in one accord. It's possible. You take Abraham and Sarah. Abraham, he heard from God, and Sarah never met God. He just heard her husband telling her about what God said to him. And now they must leave their people, they must leave their place, they must go to a place that they don't know. And the next thing now, we are going to have a son, and he is 65, and 75. And Sarah 65, and he starts speaking that thing, those things, when he's already an old man. It's like things that come with old age. But it was a real thing. Until they were in one place, but not in one accord. In Genesis 18, God came down now to take all the doubts of Sarah, to bring an assurance to Sarah. And he was speaking to Abraham that I'll visit you according to the time of life. Sarah, thy wife, will conceive. And Sarah laughed within her heart. And God asked Abraham, you know, there is a quotation where Brother Branham says a man is going to give an account for his wife. Right there, Abraham had to give an account for the revelation of his wife, for the behavior of his wife. Why does she understand these things? Why did Sarah laugh? And Sarah answers, I never laughed. She could have dropped dead right then. But because of Abraham, God preserved him. So from that time, it just took 1 year and Isaac was born. So you see, when we talk about being one, we are not even talking about being in one place. We are talking about being one in the soul. One in heart. Can we say amen? So, your body is another person. These bodies that we are in, they came by the interpretation of Satan. He interpreted the word to Eve, and that's how we ended up in this kind of bodies. That's why Brother Branham says, these ones, they came with a fall, and they will go with a fall. You cannot be a Christian and depend on how you feel, on what, on the things that you see. No, 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 no. It must go deeper than that. I want to read something here. Let's go to Genesis. Now, I'm going to read a place in Genesis 27. Isaac was born with all the five senses, but as he got older, he lost one of them. So if you say seeing is believing, then Isaac lost sight. So these senses, we can lose them. He lost one. And it was time for him to bless his elder son, Esau. Alright? Now, I want to read here. Rebecca told Jacob to go and get the blessings. In verse 15, and Rebecca took the goodly raiment of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And he gave savory meat and bread, which he had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn, and I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. You see, not everything that people say God has brought it to them or given them, it is from God. No. Jacob, he even went and stole the cattle of Laban, and he still said the same thing. Now, verse 21. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. In super sense, Brother Branham says there that the devil can come into the five senses and deceive you. And here we see the five senses being deceived. The sense of hearing said it is Jacob. The sense of feeling deceived. Because now there is goat skins that have been put here, and then as he's feeling him, he thinks he's feeling, the sense of feeling declared that it is Esau. Now, I want to go somewhere. You read the whole chapter, but let me go here. Let's go to verse 26. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. Another sense. So before he went to the sense of smell, it was one on one. The sense of hearing saying Jacob. The sense of feeling saying Esau. The sense of smell deceived also, because Jacob had put on the garments of Esau. So he smelled like Esau. So it was two against one. The vote said is Esau, and he blessed it. You cannot rely on the senses. You will hear things. You will feel things. The prophet said, I think in the message, I know, you will have strange feelings. It's not how you feel. Amen. No. It is what? Your faith. Not how you feel. So we need to treat the body as another person that we cannot trust, as a pest house, as sin. Can we say amen? That's why God doesn't patch up this one. He's got a better body for you. It is, that one is the wet body. No doctor for that one. No funeral for that one. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get sick. It's a far better body than this one. Already waiting. Amen. Now, I want to go back a little bit. Let's read here. Let's just read. Is it fine if we read? It's okay. All right. Let's read here. Genesis 1. 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. So here God speaks to the earth. And the earth did exactly what he said. Now, we go further. Let's pick up something again here. In verse... Twenty. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the firmament. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every wing fowl after his kind. And God said, it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. You see, God didn't create all the fish in the sea. No. Or in the waters. He created those. And he blessed those. And he said to those, be fruitful and multiply. So, you realize that the first whale that he created, the first kind of whale that he created, and the kind of shark that he created, and all those, They were the seed to bring forth of their kind. He didn't fill up the waters with the fish. No. He created the first ones. And those ones he commanded them to multiply. The earth produced grass, trees, and all that. That is the source of those things. The water became the source for the fish. God creating everything, but he commanded and he gave the waters the ability to produce. The ability that the earth had, it was given by God. Now, if you look here, there is nowhere where God said, let there be the seed for oranges, the seed for this and the seed for that. No, the seed has been always a mystery. All the time, the seed is a mystery. Naturally, in the beginning here, the seed was a mystery. Malachi 4 is the only one who came and told us that under the darkness, under that chaos, under the waters there, the seeds were laying there. They were laying there. All the time. But they were a mystery. Even spiritually, the seed is a mystery. Until, you know, God can hide you, seal you and hide you until the devil can find you. He can do that. You see, when Pharaoh was killing all the children, he was looking for Moses. But, you know, he it's like Pharaoh, is like Satan knows, but he doesn't know. The devil works on guesswork. If he knew who Moses was, he should have just gone straight to the boy. But he didn't know who Moses was. He didn't know who Jesus was. He doesn't know. All right? He knows nothing. So Moses was a mystery. And God hid him so much, Pharaoh was looking for him until God brought him right in the house of Pharaoh. Right in the house of Pharaoh. And still, Pharaoh couldn't find him. He's not out there. He's right in his house. And even worse so, you may find that maybe Moses was, Moses was just a normal baby. He cried at night. He did everything. Maybe he loved Pharaoh so much, and Pharaoh would have Moses in his hands and rock him to sleep. The one he's looking for in his hands, still he can't find it. The seed is a mystery. He read him up in his own home. Amen. You come here, you are sealed. You look like any other sinner. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You lied like everybody. You did everything like everybody. Yet you were a mystery. Brother Brennan says, the book is sealed and you are sealed. As God reveals that word, it becomes the revelation of who you are. You find that no, part of that word is in you. Part of the word in you. Maybe I should say it this way. Part of the message in you. Amen. Amen. You see, the prophet says the first Bible that God wrote, it was the Zodiac. That was the first Bible. They come now, they take the Zodiac, and they want to give all kinds of prophecies with it, that no, if you are born on such and such a day, such a month, you'll get a girlfriend. And yet you are a married man. They take the Bible of God and they tell you, no, you will win lotto. They've got lotto here, isn't it? Yeah. Or whatever you bet this. No. They take the holy Bible of God, the holy things of God, perverted into something else. Then from there, God brought it to the pyramid. They take that, they brought all kinds of teachings with that, but God brought it from there to the written word. Alright? Now this one also, they have taken out verses and interpreted this and the other. Some Bible versions, they don't have certain verses and so on. If you read Malachi 4 in other versions, it will say, I will send you Elijah the prophet. He'll bring the fathers and the children together. That's how some of them read. But God never left it there. Then he brought it to us. Amen. Because you must know, he took the pillar of fire to appear to Moses to write the Old Testament. And then the pillar of fire appeared again to Paul. He wrote the New Testament. But in the end time, the pillar of fire appeared again. Amen. To do what? To reveal now the word now. Not to write another one. So from there then, God brought it to this year. And from this now, they are saying this, they are saying that. It's too late. God has taken the word and he has made it flesh now. Even if they can take the Bible and everything from us, the word will still continue because it has become flesh. Amen. So, now we see it. A seed is a mystery. That's why we don't give up on anyone. No, we don't give up on anyone. No matter what they've done, we don't give up on them. We still continue praying. We still believe for them. The prophet says, anyway, we must present the gospel with three things. Hope, faith, and love. When you give it to them, you hope that they will see it. You have faith. You believe it for them. You love them. If they don't see it today, you still have hope that something will still happen. You don't give up. We don't even give up on the backsliders. We still believe that God will do something. We continue like that. Especially when you know where he found us. We were so unlovable, but he still loved us. He never gave up on us. Some of us came when we were 17. Some came when we were 40. Some came when they were 60 or 70. You can imagine the patience of God for 70 years waiting for you to be converted. But he never gave up. God be blessed. Now, we find now. Let's go again to Genesis. We read 27 now. Okay, from 26. Let us, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, excuse me, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, in the message, demonology, physical realm, page 5. Brother Branham says there, he says, your souls were made before the foundation of the world. When God created man in his likeness and in his image. Praise the Lord. So there is a certain part of us that's eternal.
That's another person. That one is eternal.
Alright. Paul says here. Alright, let me read another verse here. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Then Paul says here, And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. You see? And the last Adam was made the quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, the second man is the Lord from heaven. So you can see that, you know, Adam was a living soul. Even you are the soul, not this body, not the spirit. The real you is the soul. Is the soul. That's what should be taken care of more than any of these three persons. The needs of the soul must come first. And the needs of the soul must be a priority. All the other things must follow. Amen. Because anything that is part of this body, it will go with it. It's temporal with it. But that soul, the prophet says, it's the part of God.
Amen.
Now, verse 27 or verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, the earlier verse, I think somewhere there in 26, he said he must have dominion over everything and over every creeping thing. But here it's like it's a repetition, but God takes it to another level. Where he says now, they must have dominion over everything that lives and moves. He's not creeping things now. No. He has already mentioned the creeping things. Everything that lives and moves. You realize that man's dominion. He doesn't live in the ocean, but he's got dominion in the ocean. He doesn't fly with the birds, but he's got dominion over the fowl of the air. So he had dominion over everything and over every living thing that moves. Meaning that you will understand it very clearly when you go to the book of Job. When the devil came to God. Satan came to God, and the greatest enemy of the devil is God. But the devil goes to his enemy, and he knocked on the door of God, and he came and he was talking to God. Good morning, God. How are you? Fine, and how are you? He knows very well God is going to finish him. He's going to destroy him, annihilate him. But the devil talks to God. Hey, friends, don't let the devil be better than us. We must never let the devil be better than us.
So this thing of not talking to people, and you don't talk to this one, you don't talk to this one, you don't talk to the, to your family member, you don't talk to this one, you don't. God help us. Yeah. Satan must not be better than us. He will make us to do that, but he doesn't do it. You know, he comes between people and it causes all their misunderstanding and the hatred and all these things. There is a saying there in South Africa. They say, no, that one I'll never forgive him, I'll forgive him in heaven. Brother Branham said, you'll never make it to heaven with that unforgiving spirit. You'll never even go there. You won't even go there. Amen. Here's another thing. Here's another thing. When Jesus went to Gadara, and he went for just one soul there. So you see how important you are. Just one soul. For the sake of one soul, Jesus went into the troubled sea, and you know, he went where the man was. He was in the graveyard there. He went to the tombs there for the maniac of Gadara. And when he got there, the man judged. He was going to attack him. But when those demons realized who this is, they said, ah, you have come to destroy us before our time. I don't believe in the Jesus of the Pentecostals. You know the Pentecostals, they have this Jesus, and with this Jesus of theirs, they are afraid of everything. When any little thing comes up, and then they start casting, and then they start applying the blood and sprinkling the blood and quoting, no weapon shall that is formed against me shall prosper, and what? No, it's just fear. When you receive the real Jesus, demons are scared of him. Not him scared of demons. Amen. My Bible tells me that greater is he that is in us than the one that is in the world. The one that is in us is greater. And you must know that the believers of this end time, they are greatest. They are the greatest of all that they ever lived. We'll come to it in a short while. Brothers, sisters, these demons, then they asked, they pleaded, then they had a request. Don't send us away from this country. Please allow us to go into the pigs. I don't know, but there in South Africa, people who are in the denominations and very religious, they say they don't eat pork because it's got demons. That's it's common. So, but when we read our Bible, no pig can live with a demon. When the demon entered the pig, it stopped grazing. It said, no, I can rather die. I don't want to live with a demon. And the pigs went right into the water. So you people, they say they don't eat pigs because pigs have got demons. The pigs that have got demons went into the water, don't drink water also. But no pig lives with demons. In one man, there was 2,000 demons. Yes, minimum. There can be even more than that. That's why, brother, sister, anything that will make us to do anything that is wrong, that is contrary to the word, we must never entertain that spirit. Because one demon makes way for another demon. And another one, before you know, you'll have 2,000 plus. But when God created men, it was for him to have fellowship with men, to dwell with men in his soul. And in the soul, you are not alone. I'm not alone. Even if you can close yourself in a room and say, no, I'm alone in here. No, you are never alone. You can never be alone. There is always the unseen world with you at all times. And there's something about the soul while I'm there. Even when people are quiet, there is a conversation going on inside. Like now, you know, you don't say amen, you are quiet, but the conversation is going on. Whether you are sleeping, whether you are awake, the conversation goes on. Other people, they have been helped by the hands-free, you know, in the cars. But people do talk to themselves. Some they even talk loud. Some you find them shaking their heads, some smiling, and so on. He's alone in the car and he's smiling. There's a conversation going on. Their soul is never quiet. I'm telling you, even when the body is in the casket and it's quiet, their soul is somewhere and is not quiet. You can read that in Revelation 6. Souls under the altar, still talking. Still talking. Amen. And that's where now we must have peace. That's where the word must abide in us richly. Richly. You'll see that the disciples of Jesus, they had the word, or let me start with the Pharisees, the Jews. They had the written word. They knew it very well. They were even asked, where is he born king of the Jews? We have seen his stuff. They just opened the verse and directed the wise men where to go and find him. They knew the word very well. But when Jesus came, it was the word in another form. That was what? The living word. When the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, it was not the written word. It was the living word. And that living word became flesh. And it was with the disciples. When Lazarus was dead, the living word resurrected Lazarus. The living word healed the mother-in-law of Peter. Amen. The living word died on the cross. That was our sacrifice. And I'm telling you, brother, sister, God is not going to judge us with our church or with this church or that church and the other church and so on. No, he's going to judge us by the word. Because we must be the word. The image that we must be in is the image of the word. You must pick up your image from the Bible. Not from television and magazines and movie stars and soccer stars and this star and that star. They are just all fallen stars. You must pick up your image from the word. Our attitudes from the word. Everything, the word. Now, the word died. But on the day of Pentecost, the word came back. Now the word came inside of them in the form of the Holy Ghost. And the word was inside of Peter. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says they prayed. They were in their upper room. They prayed. Brother Branham said they thanked God. They blessed God for giving them the Holy Ghost. They prayed and prayed and prayed until they were in one accord. The prophet said, and there was not even an evil thought amongst them about one another. No cigarette smoked, no short dress, nothing. One accord. That's where we need to come to. That's where we need to come to. Praise the Lord. And that is the only condition that God works in. One accord. But at the same time, you find that, you know, Moses, I mean, they went out of Egypt 2 million strong. There was a lot of unbelievers there. There were 1,100,000+. Very few believers. But all those unbelievers, they never stopped the move of God. Praise the Lord. They never stopped the move of God. Even this flesh, brother, sister, that we are in, this thing is an unbeliever. You may not believe it, but it's an unbeliever. This guy is not going to heaven. No, 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 no. No, this body is not going there. And he will never even, flesh and blood will never inherit the kingdom of God. This guy is not going there. We are just in this body because we are in the testing ground. We are here, amen, to overcome. We are here to be the devil's answer. There is people on the face of the earth who have overcome flesh until flesh is in subjection to the word that is in their soul. And they will trade it for nothing. For nothing. Now you look at Peter. So full of the Holy Ghost until his shadow. People just laid in his shadow and they were healed. Nobody told Peter, stop cursing, stop swearing, stop denying Jesus. No, 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 no. He received the Holy Ghost and all that was fine. Everything, brother, sister, lined up. And when that the Holy Ghost came upon them, the book of Joel was laying dormant for years. Nobody preached that. But on the day of Pentecost, the word quickened them, or the Holy Ghost quickened them to that scripture. That scripture became a reality. When they said, you are drunk and this and that. Brothers and sisters, it's something, isn't it? When the Holy Ghost was fully come, Peter stood. He didn't fall. Today, they want to claim falling and this and that and all the emotions. No, we don't say there's no emotions that goes with the Holy Ghost. But no matter what emotions you go through, at the end of the day, your life must be better. Your life must be the life of the Word. When Peter told them, they said they are drunk and there's no. He pointed to the scripture to show them. Their experience was scriptural experience. It was a scripture made manifest. That's the type of Holy Ghost we believe in. Amen. That makes the word the reality. Now, then the Holy Ghost came in there. Brother, sister, that church, it was so clean until God wouldn't allow a little light to come in there. Ananias and Sapphira, they sold their goods. They kept part of the money, but they brought the money, not all and part of it. And then they were, one came before the other. The wife came first. Was it the husband or the wife? Before you sold the property, it was yours. After you sold it, the money is still yours. Why do you want to come now and deceive the Holy Ghost? There was no need to lie. Then she dropped it. The husband came, was asked the same question, he dropped dead. You can see that. You know, God kept that church clean. Clean. And we have come to that. You know, I know. When the word goes forth, you can see that sometimes it goes so strong until the only thing that is left is for somebody's name to be mentioned. And you know when God is talking to you. And I know when God is correcting me and he's talking to me and he's making me line up. You know, I know. Every time we meet and the word is preached, anytime we put the tape on or we read the Bible, you find that God is talking to you. Discerning you every time. Every time. We cannot even say we are waiting for those days. Those days are right here. They are with us here. That's why we repent. Now, let me take a shortcut. And then I want to close. In a short while. Now, Branham says this here. I'm going to read something for you in the message. End time evangelism. When we baptize people, isn't it? We baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that Father is not a name. Son is not a name. The Holy Ghost is not a name, is what he is. Now, like I'm standing here, I'm a father, but when I'm with my mom, I'm a son. If my nephew comes in, then I'm an uncle. If my grandson comes in, then I'm grandfather, uncle, husband, son, father. I'm not five people. No, it's still me. But spiritually speaking, there is two fathers. It's God and Satan. Now, if we baptize you in the name of the Father, which one? Which one? Amen. Amen. Which one? You haven't been baptized yet, if you are baptized like that. The real true baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who has never baptized like that must be rebaptized. Even if they baptize you in the name of Jesus, no, you were not baptized. You must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is many men out there that are called Jesus. Till today. Now, I'm coming here. Paragraph 245. And I pray, Father, that these, every day that you take into your kingdom, into your fellowship here on earth, every one of these believers, and be kind to them. Jesus. You said when you were here on earth in St. John 5:24, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall never come to judgment. They will not be there when the judgment strikes the earth, but they have passed from death unto life. You see the judgment he's talking about. They shall not come into judgment. When the judgment strikes the earth, they will not be here. Okay? Now, let's go on. You promised, Lord, I claim them. And now to all that raise their hands, even those in their heart believed that they should, and didn't I give them to you this morning? Father, as trophies of the grace of Jesus Christ and of his word which we have preached this morning, they are yours. Keep them safe, Lord, until that day. May they grow as babies. He is talking to us. He's for even us who started the journey, doesn't matter how many years back. He is talking to us. May they grow as babies. May the watchers here in the pool find them as they have confessed their sins, dying out, being buried in Christ, to raise again to a new life, to walk in a new world. Walk with new associates. Walk in new company. Walk with angels. Walk in the presence of the supernatural. Them things that they can't see around them, but yet they feel and know that they are there. They are the lasting things. The supernatural is the lasting. We give them to you, Father, in Jesus' name. When we got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, after truly repenting, not when we had some stories, when we had the word that corrected, that pricked our hearts, and we repented. To repent, by the way, is to turn. You are going that way in your own ways, and then God speaks to you, you turn. And you leave your thoughts, you leave everything, you just repent. You die to your thoughts, you die to your will, you die to everything. And now you become just a lamb that God must lead you now. Then the prophet says, when you are baptized, sure, surely the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Now, then you start walking in the new world. Physically, you are still here. But your soul, if you read Easter Seal 1965, Brother Branham, when he talks about Peter and them, that when they received the Holy Spirit, he says they were raptured into an atmosphere that they never lived in before. You are here, but your soul is caught out. Kinsman Redeemer, he says, with this body, he said, yeah, we are citizens, talking to his wife. We are citizens of America. The body is the citizen of America. He says, but our souls is the citizens of the kingdom of God. We are living in another world. We are no longer the same. We are now living with company of the supernatural, the unseen world with us. Where Brother Prem says you go into your car, the angels, they go with you. Wherever you are, he says they don't just come and visit. He said they come and camp around you. Angels watching over you all day, all night. Angels watching over you. We don't promote this, but this brother was preaching and he gave us this example. You know, he said, now this other president, alright, this boy, you know, they were suffering with a mother and living in a shanty, a little shack, and very, very poor. But the mother always told the boy, you are a son of a very great man. One of these days, all these things will end. So the boy was growing and growing. Then one day, this president, he said to one of the generals, you know, you must go and look for my children. I have children, so you must make an announcement and all my children must come. They must benefit. So he was just living an adulterous life, you know. So, and he had children all over. So all of them went. And even this boy, the mother said, you go, you know, just go and try your luck. You know. And they all came and then tests were done and DNA tests and what. And this boy happened to be one of the sons of the president. Through and through. Now, he went there. What shall we say? In an Okada. But when he came back, he can't come on an Okada now. No. Then there were soldiers, and then he came in a helicopter, and there was a limousine now that must drive through the shack to go and pick up his little books there and whatever belonging he has. And soldiers and people now, they were shocked. Now, what have we done? Why are they coming like this? The military coming to us like this? They said, no, we are escorting one of the sons of the president. But you can imagine, you take that now and you multiply it a billion times. You are not just a son of an ordinary person here. You are a son and a daughter of the Almighty God. Until, brother or sister, when you read about Abimelech, it's because Abraham went there. Not because Abimelech was a king and with the Bible is recording. No, no, no. It's because Abraham went there. When Abraham left the place of Abimelech, you don't read about Abimelech again. Is that right? And that's why even when you look in the scriptures here, you will find that God is interested in his own children. Not about this and that. The greatest people on the face of the earth is the children of God. Let us not live under our privileges. Amen. We have an unseen world that is with us. Let's stay connected with the unseen world. Whatever we cannot solve with our wits, with all the protocols of this world and whatever, we can sort it out another way. In Revelation Book of Symbols, Brother Branham says, prayer changes things. You have heard him saying that. But there he said something again. He says, prayer is what does things for us. How many believe that? Yeah. Those who didn't raise their hands, they also must believe it from today now. Prayer is what does things for us. If things go wrong, I'm here, and things go wrong in my house there, I can pray while I'm here. Prayer doesn't need visa. It doesn't need an aeroplane. It does things for us. Angels, brother, sister, God's hand knows no distance. You cannot be too far for God. No. There is an unseen world that is real. Very real. Two women came before Brother Brennan. The first one had ulcers. Brother Brennan said to her, thus says the Lord, you are healed. And by the way, there's three elements that we operate by. One, humanistic. There in Mzansi, they call it Ubuntu. You should have heard that word. Ubuntu. What is Ubuntu in our local language? Humanistic. Inwara. All right. Ubuntu. Now they are even teaching them Ubuntu, teaching them to be human. To be human. You know. And they show it's unhuman to ill-treat your neighbor, unhuman to do this, unhuman, unhuman, unhuman. Yeah. So you can see that these people are not human. They are not human beings. They are fallen. Where have you heard that a cat must be taught to be a cat? Nowhere. Nobody teaches a dog to be a dog. No, the animals, you don't teach them to be what they should be. No. But human beings, We must teach them etiquette. We must teach them to treat one another right. We must teach them patience and all that. And I mean, they fight and even fight their own siblings. Their child will fight when another baby is born there because they don't, they want to be only, it must be only them. You see, there's something wrong here. You know, and it goes on and on and on, you know, and oh my. But the thing is this, when the Holy Spirit comes in, no, we don't even pray by, you know, using humanistic element, the human element, no. But the Bible shows that, you know, praying and saying, I hope he will be fine. You know, we pray and we hope God will, no. We go beyond that. That's humanistic. But when we go beyond that, then we pray by revelation. We pray according to the revealed word of the hour. Not hoping this, hoping that. We pray knowing that everything is under our feet. We pray knowing that when the weakest Christian calls upon God, all hell shakes. Amen. No matter how fallen a man is, he can still be connected with the unseen world like Samson. I mean, Samson, he fell with a harlot and he had done all these things and he went against the word of God when the word was teaching that an Israelite must marry an Israelite. There he ended up with a Delilah. But still in that condition, when he called upon God, he got connected. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. No matter how fallen you are, you can still be restored. And what? Be fully restored. Don't come in, partly out. No. If my word abide in you and you abide in my word, don't visit, abide. Abide. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, this woman with ulcers, Rabbi Branham told her now, according to the vision. That's the third thing. He saw the vision. He's not looking at the condition she's in. When you read the message, you realize that whatever situation, whatever condition you are in, that's not the thing. What you must look at is what the word says about you. The image that the word is putting before you, that's the right one. David says, ye are the children of the Most High, and ye are gods. In the message, the Messiah, Brother Branham said there, he said the purpose that man was put upon the face, on the face of the earth, was to be God. You see, brother, sister, now here is the thing that is before us. You have been a believer, you have been a Christian, that's wonderful. But brother, sister, you must come to a point where you are God. And he says, men must have dominion on the face of the earth as God. Dominion. I'll come back to this woman. But when Brother Branham had a trouble, you remember, he used to bring people to come for interview to his house, and then they will come there for interviews, and all kinds of spirits will come there. Then after people were gone, his family torn apart. And you know, Rebecca and Becky fighting, I mean, Sarah and Becky fighting over the toys, and Joseph hitting a drum there, and mother there crying. Brother Branham said, Lord, I am God in this house. I don't like this situation. I don't like this atmosphere. May the peace that is inside of me come upon my family. He doesn't start the song and start preaching and rebuking and no. He put his arm around the wife. She thinks he's being romantic. No, he's God now. And he puts the arm there. He said, "My darling wife, I know the children are hungry and so on. I'll help you quickly. We prepare a meal. There is a dress that I want to show you. No, the shops are closed. No, we'll do window shopping. You need to see that one." Then he's busy hugging the wife, and the peace come upon the mother, the children, the whole atmosphere changes. Praise the Lord. We are not like all the other believers. We have examples. Me and you, there's no reason why we should fail. We have examples. Amen. Now Brother Bram tells this woman, "Thus says the Lord, you are healed." She went. As she's still there, she tries to eat, almost dies. But she's still holding on. "I'm healed. He told me the other part, my name, my address, my everything." No. That other part was true. Even when he said, "I'm healed," that part is also true. She kept on confessing. The other one with the swollen neck, the same thing. These were living in the same neighborhood. Brother Branham said, the angel that spoke the word behind the pulpit, the angel that spoke the word on the platform, went around the neighborhood to confirm the word. To confirm the word. So this thing is not just word only. There is an unseen world that is with us. The very word that has been spoken here, brother, sister, we should hold dearly to it. Believe it with all our hearts, all our minds, with all our strength. Holding on to it. There is an unseen world that will confirm it. That will confirm it. I tell you, when Sister Weber was told, "That says the Lord, you are going to die." And the husband was told, and then the children were called, prepare to take care of your father, your mother, she's going, and so on. And then there she was at home. The people that she used to work with, they came. They were talking about this and talking about that. She changed the topic. "Oh, if Brother Bill can just come and pray for me again." "Oh, they started, no, this thing is fake. There's nothing to eat and so on and so on." So these demons have been there all the time. It doesn't start today. Alright? This thing doesn't start today. Now, she said to them, "You call it whatever you want to call it. There is my cousin Opal. She was dying with cancer. She was prayed for. She's healed. I've watched Billy grow before me. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but I call it God. He watched that life from as he was growing. A baby growing in the Lord." Huh? He said, "Call it whatever." In the morning around 3 o'clock, Brother Branham went to get a glass of water. He was sitting in his lounge there, and the angel of the Lord came to him. He said, "They are going to bring Mrs. Weber to church. She will be sitting on this side of the tabernacle. Tell her I heard everything. Watch. Child of God, be careful. Be careful. Wherever we are, there is the unseen world with us, listening to everything. You read, is there in the Bible? Those women, when they went to look for Jesus in the tomb, what did the angel say? They said, "Didn't he tell you when he was with you in Galilee?" The angels that were in that service with them, when they went there, the angels, they repeated the message to them. They never saw the angels in the meeting. They saw them when they were there at the tomb. So wherever we are, the unseen world is with us. Our prayers, the right things that we say, the fellowship that we have with one another, our services, God is listening. He does visit those things. Say the right word. Yeah. So thus says the Lord, you will die. Was changed to thus says the Lord, you won't die. It can be changed by what you say. It can be changed. So, God be blessed. No, saints of God, God bless you. Let me stop. I think it's fine if I stop here. God bless you. There's still other things to say, but no. I think we have said enough. God bless you. I will take your greetings to Soweto. I will never forget you. I will forever pray for you. I will forever be praying for you. And you also continue praying for me and my children and the work that we do. And if we don't meet again, we know there is a better place where we are going to meet. Meeting there never to part. Well, some of us who don't have a hair anymore, you will meet me when I will be having my hair, and these gray hairs will have faded out, and everything will be young. The prophet calls it eternal youth. So we have that appointment, and none of us is going to miss that appointment. God bless you, Pastor.
The Lord bless you. I feel that you did not hear his last statement that he said before trying to stop. After he finished narrating the case of Miss Weber, he said that thus says the Lord can be changed depending on your what you say, on your thoughts, on your attitude. Because it was changed for Miss Weber. For taking up for God's word, for testifying for the right thing, the angel of the Lord was there, looking at her, hearing her when she was saying what she was saying. And then that angel of the Lord went to the prophet 3 a.m. that night to go and tell the prophet that the prophet should go and tell her that I heard what she said. And she had been told before, thus says the Lord, you will die. Now, because of what she has said now, thus says the Lord, for taking up for God's word, for taking up for what is right, for believing correctly, for your testimony, as a reward to this one, thus saith the Lord, you will no more die. And the preacher is saying that depending on your attitude, depending on your revelation of this word, thus, even if he reached to the extent of thus says the Lord, it can be changed. This sermon has come in another dimension tonight, looking at the unseen. When he was saying that there are other things that could be said, I was saying at the back that there is still time. I was saying there is still time. Because I would have loved to hear the other things. Because the things are unlimited. This one that may have had tonight, I'm going to listen to them over again. And enjoy them very well. Because it's full of nuggets. Full of nuggets. God is gracious to our age. God is gracious unto us. If actually, like we have heard, we actually get the right revelation, what the preacher was getting to, what he was saying, some of what he has said, is that God intended us to actually have dominion on things we don't even see. Fishes in the sea that we are not seeing. Birds that are flying above us. Wild animals, domestic animals, we are to have dominion over them. And he made a statement one time that I think many of us missed. He said, if someone is baptized in the name of the Father, he said there are two fathers. Which of them? Because for every sinner, Satan is their father. For an elect, when you become an elect, when if you are an elect, God is your father. But to be specific, is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because somebody that called father, it could be the other father. May the Lord be our help. May this revelation not dwindle out of our hearts. May the Holy Spirit shine His light upon them. If we catch the revelation, we will never be the same again. You know, at a point when he asked a question, some people raised up hand, and he was telling that you that did not raise up your hand from tonight is something compulsory you have to believe. No, to go further, you have to believe it. To continue in this journey, you have to believe it. To have victory, you have to believe it. Believing that you are part of it. The Lord bless you richly. I wish that the time is still plenty. I will have given the mic to give us 1 hour more. The Lord bless you richly. With the things that we have had tonight, it should steer our faith up to know who we are and where we are standing. He said, as we are here as individual, we are a seed that has the potential to reproduce, to bring forth, which we are God's own seed. And definitely, the thing that is embedded inside of us, even the message of our day, we have to bring forth of His kind. He must reproduce them. It is God's spoken word. The Lord bless you richly. Why don't you speak to your Creator? The things that you have had tonight. Why don't you talk to God that let these things become a reality in me? I don't want to be the same person again. I want to be exactly this one of these. He said, prayer is what does things for us. Not just that it changes things, but it does things for us. People are praying for us, other places we are praying for. The angel of the Lord takes the prayer to everywhere to go and deliver it. Because they watch over God's word to perform it. God did not keep quiet to speak to us. You can also open your mouth to talk back to Him. Let the devil know which side you belong. Let him know what you believe. Let him know your stand. Let him know the revelation that you have caught of what you have had. Jehovah has passed our means in form of His word. The things that we cater to, There are things that perish, temporary things. But we have been called to look at things that are eternal. Looking at the unseen. Heaven and earth will pass away. A jot out of this world will never go unfulfilled. If you are part of that world, you are ordained to make every bit of it manifest. Look at the woman that was designed. Her name, her address, her sickness, and then the pronouncement that you are healed. Even though the body is saying different things, but the woman believed God's word and confessed God's word. And then the angel went to confirm it. So also our own neighbor. What has God spoken to you as a person? We have been told tonight, using the case of Isaac as an example, that two out of three senses of the body, they spoke lies. Only one was truthful. And because of two evidences against one, Isaac has to go that way. So the senses of your body can lie to you. That's why the preacher reminded us tonight that this body we are carrying, Satan can lie to it. Symptoms of the body, they can be lying. But God's word is the truth. I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospereth. Our souls are ordained to prosper. We are sons and daughters of prosperity. Spiritually, we must prosper. Sin will not have dominion over us, but we are to have dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, and over Satan. That is what the word has spoken of us. And we must have that dominion. Satan cannot put us under him, because we are born as the sons of the King. Look at the boy that was born by the president. When the father asked to gather his children and he went, then the story was changed. Coming back to the same place, brought by limousine, soldiers left and right, guiding and protecting. Nothing has changed, only that there is now a revelation that this boy is the son of the president. And when it is revealed to us whose sons we are, then we are on top of the world. Satan, when he knows that we know who we are, he will be afraid of us. We are not born to fear any enemy, any demons. We are born for them to fear us. We must know who we are and where we are standing. Looking at the unseen. This is wonderful tonight. I thank the Lord that God made a way for God's servant to pass away, and these precious words were spoken to our ears. While it's about if there be someone that would like to be remembered in prayer, Will you just defy the law of gravity and lift up your hand unto God, having your request in your heart? The prophet says several times that the angel takes down those records when the hands go up. Because our God, he follow after his word. Wherever this word enter into, he goes in there to go and confirm it. That is his program. It is only unbeliever that will not enjoy those blessings. But the one that believe and hold it to their heart, the angel follow it to confirm it there. While I invite our precious brother Daily Adios to come and pray for you.
Gracious Almighty God, we want to return thanksgiving to you tonight for your precious words, holy words that have gone forth. The Bible said the entrance of your word minister life. Dear Jesus, may life proceed from this word to come into every heart and give us baptism upon baptism that will produce a change from glory unto glory until we become the trophies of this night's blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hands are raised up unto you, O God. I pray, Father, that you will move through this audience tonight. Don't pass anyone by. May you stop at the post of each hand. Father, may you discern their needs and grant to them the substance of their request and their desire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your prophet said, O God, we must not trust our senses or our dreams, O God, which goes into the spirit realm until we are converted. We have seen the evidence tonight. We pray that you will walk on us from the unseen realm, O God, from inside out, because that is where true Christianity resides. As many as have never had an encounter with you in form of regeneration, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Father, may you remember such an one tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only thing that can bring our senses under subjection to accept your word and serve your purpose, it was when the inner man has been affected. Oh, tonight we have been shown the importance one more time. May you walk on us, Lord. May the word go into the inner recess of our being, where true fellowship between us and you is consummated. Oh God, may it bring such a regeneration, such a change, oh God, that will affect the senses of our spirit, that will affect the senses of our body, and bring them in subjection to your word, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said in thy word that the light of the body is the eye. How it played so perfect, oh God, in the matter of Isaac tonight. If the eyes were not blinded, oh God, the senses will be guided. And if we take that spiritually speaking, until our eyes are opened to your revelation, our senses will be a rebellion. Oh God, help us tonight. If there be anyone who lacks revelation, your prophet said we can pray about it. He said if revelation is beyond you, he said go on our knees. It doesn't come by human endowment. It comes by spiritual endowment. Father, we pray that you might open our eyes. Not just our physical eye, our spiritual eye, that will give us comprehension of that which is true, that will bring understanding of your precious word and revelation of your will and your mind, that we might walk in it and exercise our life thereby. This is our desire tonight. May you grant it unto us. Dear Jesus, when you take over, it will guide our utterances. It will give us the consciousness of your ever-living presence. It will make us to speak right in the ears of the angels. It will keep us, O God, from flatteries. It will keep us from profane babblings. It will keep us from impure words. It will keep us from jokes and jestings that are not convenient. If Mrs. Weber, who wasn't a believer, could tap into your blessings by taking side with you with the message of this hour, O Lord, and the angel of the Lord could pick it, How much our words, how much is our conversation that is being picked day by day? Could this be the reason we are shortchanging ourselves? Oh God, tonight we repent. Guide our thoughts. Guide our conversation. When we gather with one another, help us to know what to talk about, knowing that there are unseen forces, there are unseen environment. Your prophet said, even tonight, your angels are here with us. He said, because the Bible said, the angels of God encamp around about those who believe. And he said, if they are not with us tonight, then that scripture is not true. He said, we might not see them, but we can feel their influence. Help us to yield to the influence of your own angels, not of the fallen angels, not of demons and powers of air, because you told us in your word that our influences are either from above or from below. We don't want to yield ourselves to the influences from below. It tended towards Satan. It tended towards destruction. But we want to yield our influence to the spirit of just men that were made perfect. We want to yield it to the Holy Ghost. We want to yield it to lives of great men whose examples we can take from, that our life might be prosperous, that we ourselves might be victorious, that we might receive our healing, our breakthrough, oh God, like Sister Weber did, oh God. Not into evil concupiscence, not into malice, not into gossip, not into things that are contrary. Oh, we don't want angels of God picking that about us. Oh, help us tonight. We come for a rededication tonight. We come for a consecration tonight. May you help us, Almighty God. Bless these words in our lives beyond the ability of your servants to express it. May the after speaker take it over and let it strike a home run until we become fully victorious. Grant it to us, Lord. I pray your blessings upon your church. You said that with you will build your church and the gate of hell will never prevail. May you continue to water your church day and night. Bless the ministries of your servants. Bless our pastor who is indisposed. May he receive your touch. May you break the tempter's power. May you take away every gloom. May you fill his life with your glory. Oh, grant it to your servant. We'll bless your servant who is standing in, oh God. May you continue to give him strength. May you continue to give him your inspiration. Bless these great servants of God who are here. Continue to take them into the depth of your love, of your grace and of your mercy, that they might bring the blessings that will rub out make-believe out of our lives and position us for thy coming. Bless the officers and the church. Bless every family. Bless every individual. Bless our little ones, even the ones that are in school, that, Lord, you might guide their influence and let their study prosper. Be with your people, Lord. Settle them, establish them, make them happy, and fulfill the joy of the believers. We leave your peace with the saints here. May you continue to keep them. And bless us when we shall return tomorrow. Thy servant whom you have used, may you refill him. The virtues that have gone, may you restore. At other times, may you make it much more glorious. Thank you, Father. Bless our going home, and bless our night, and may you give us a better tomorrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you richly. How many is happy to be in this service? Right. God bless you. I want to sincerely appreciate Pastor Busi for coming. Yes. Wonderful. Very wonderful. Another time, since now we have known, we are going to cut the cake. So I know that your campaign manager understand me. This time around that we are having Wednesday, another time we are going to sit down together to cut it. No cheating. Yes, evenly. Because we are holding the list of the something. He has taken the lion's share, and the second lion's share is Benin City. We are number three. Another time, it is all of us who slice it together. So, and yeah, I want to say that we enjoy your coming. And we are very happy. We are blessed. Mightily blessed. And on behalf of the pastor, we appreciate you. I want to say that when you finally return back to South Africa, take our greetings back to your family and to the church. And anytime you feel it, you are always welcome. God bless you richly. Yeah. Yeah, some years ago, about it's close to 8 years now, I was in South Africa myself, and I was in Soweto. Soweto is the very town of Nelson Mandela. I went there to look at the house where he lived, and where all the riots and things took place. Only that I have not met Pastor Vusi then. Now that if I go around that place another time, definitely I will see him. I want to thank Brother Dele for putting us in the program, and by sacrificing to bring him, and then you also take him back. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much for the sacrifice. God richly bless you. Yeah. Another time we will discuss it together. Yeah. God bless the church. Yeah, by tomorrow morning, they will be returning back to Lagos. And we want to remind ourselves that on Friday is the funeral service of Sister Adeomi, who is also in-law to the evangelist here. Evangelist Babalola. Friday will be this. Some of us definitely will be going. And we trust the Lord will grant Johnny my sister to us. And then we'll hope to meet here physically at the lottery and is coming by Sunday. And the pastor will preach for us will be going to Benin City on Saturday to be with them at Benin on Sunday. And then I think next week he'll be on his way back to South Africa. Am I right? Yeah. Tuesday. So we'll be in prayers for him, for safe flight, and for happy reunion back to his family. God bless you richly. And we also welcome the evangelist back from Owode. God bless you. He was at Owode for the Easter meetings. And we knew that the Lord was gracious to them there. And they receive God's blessing. Brother William, God bless you once again. You're always coming to collect much more out of our something here. Anyway, it's free, receive free, give, so you are free anytime. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Since this thing has made us to be more conscious of who we are, let's sing that song again tonight, 442. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age.
Oh, God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have called a revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are, yes, and we are a suffer. Oh, praise the Lord for the original life, the origin. Oh, the original seed, the original word is what I believe, the Son of Man. It's revealed that seven seals is unveiled. The original, the original seal. But we are the one made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. And our names are seen within. Redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed. The original, the original.
Happened to see somebody now, I just forgot because we greeted outside. That is a brother John Priest Abolade. That is the son of Pastor Noah Abolade. It's the right, just raise up your hand. God bless you. I know he's a master on the keyboard. He's all those ones that have about 3-4 layers with feathers. If you handle them, they will speak out. Yeah, he's very good at it. The next stanza, please. I'm just seeing Sister Eunice, the senior sister is also here. Raise up your hand. All right, God bless you.
Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last, as we bid. Praise God, to our God, the original life, the original life, the original sea. Full of authority and power, sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Tempest day will soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, the original life, oh, the original life, the original sea. See.